Welcome to the special report about three key technologies that are going to make you think you're living in the future. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me here today. As you know, I'm an AI developer, platform developer, a polymath, etc. What I'm about to discuss here are technologies that are just on the verge of being released. As of the time I'm recording this, none of these three have been released, at least not to America, although one of them has been released in China. So these three things are coming and they change everything. Again, they'll make you think you're living in the future. Importantly, also, these three technologies will have a very powerful deflationary effect on prices of goods and services. That's going to be very interesting to look at the macroeconomic implications of these technologies as they become more widespread. We'll talk about that a little bit, but let's start with tech number one. The first technology is the promised battery breakthrough from a company known as Donut Lab. Now, Donut Lab made a lot of waves after announcing their new breakthrough battery technology at CES in January of 2026, just about a month ago from the time I'm recording this. Donut Lab, which is, I believe, a Finnish company, or they may be based in Estonia, they claim that their new battery technology is a solid-state battery, that it can be manufactured without using lithium, and that it's engineered to withstand 100,000 charge cycles, that it can be charged at a rate of about 12C, which means 5 minutes to fully charged, and that it has an energy density that's almost unheard of, which is 400 watt-hours per kilogram, plus it operates in this insane range of temperatures. When they made this announcement, nobody believed it. Nobody. I mean, all the battery experts said that's not possible. All the chemists and the scientists said it must be a hoax, etc. So the Donut Lab company, they subjected their battery technology to a government-run laboratory in Finland. And they're about to release those results in the coming days. And they're going to release those results on a website called idonutbelieve.com. You can go there right now and you can see the video from the founder. His name is Marco, and he's explaining that their technology is real and that they're about to bring all the receipts and they're going to introduce the actual testing numbers. And I guess soon after that, they will eventually reveal the chemistry of these batteries, because they are breakthrough batteries. So whether you believe the batteries or not, or whether you believe the Donut Lab company or not, if this turns out to be true, and I think there's a better than 50-50 chance that this is true, then this changes everything about the cost of energy, about off-grid living. It would enable you to go solar much more effectively, because you could store excess energy very cheaply and you could cycle your batteries every single day for over 200 years. Seriously. In addition, this technology would drastically lower the cost of transportation, including the transport of food and commercial products, because very quickly, highway rigs, 18-wheelers, etc., would all convert over to electric vehicles. And this would see essentially the end of the combustion engine. And then, of course, plummeting of consumption of gasoline and diesel, which would reduce America's reliance on fossil fuels. So we could see oil plummeting in price eventually, although, again, this would take several years to roll out, many years for full integration and for people to replace their vehicles. But vehicle costs would plummet, and vehicle maintenance costs would plummet. So the per mile cost to operate a vehicle would drastically be reduced. In addition, these batteries would enable electric aviation. That's right, battery-powered airplanes. And these batteries would enable very compact, energy-dense robotics and drones, which are essentially flying remote control robots. In addition to that, construction equipment, small farm equipment like hobby tractors, things like that, would all go electric. This would put a much larger burden on the power grid, but because the batteries allow you to shift grid energy, they would also allow you to recharge during off-peak hours. So that's a very important realization here. It kind of evens out the demand on the power grid. The more people that have whole house battery storage or whole building battery storage for commercial operations or for industrial use, etc., they can charge these batteries during non-peak hours, typically later at night, right? Early morning hours, things like that. And then they can discharge from their batteries during peak hours and help even out the power grid. So this technology, if it's not coming from Donut Lab, something similar to it is going to come out of China very soon anyway. And Samsung has their new silver-based batteries coming out in 2027. But China's companies, CATL and BYD, they are already working on cranking up production of major battery breakthroughs. All right, so the world is about to go electric with this battery technology. The second technology is DeepSeek from China. DeepSeek version 4 is about to be released, rumored to be in just a few days. This is not just your normal run-of-the-mill AI technology, although AI by itself is, of course, revolutionary and very futuristic. And what AI can do today was not at all predicted 3 years ago by most people, of course. So it's shocked even machine learning scientists who study AI. They're shocked by the advances in AI capabilities. DeepSeek version 4 is something entirely new. DeepSeek version 4 is going to put China in the lead of AI models globally. And importantly, China will be releasing this, or the DeepSeek company will be releasing it as a free open source model, which means that anybody can download it and deploy it locally, which means they can run it for free. There's also going to be, it's rumored, a light version called DeepSeek Lite. This will run on consumer-grade hardware, which means you'll have a faster, smaller version of DeepSeek that can run on your desktop. And that's the trend. That's where this is going. So DeepSeek, what's so amazing about it is it's an engine that has some key technologies, one key technology for pre-training, which I'm not going to go into. But the tech for inference is called, it's a sparse attention technology, what they call DeepSeek Sparse Attention, or DSA. And what it means is that even though the model itself may have hundreds of billions of parameters that are in its AI brain, so to speak, it only activates a very tiny percentage of that, perhaps 1% or less, or maybe it's 2%. We don't know the actual numbers yet. But it's a small percentage that's activated to answer your prompt or solve your problem or do your math or whatever you're asking it to do. Now, the sparse attention could be larger or smaller depending on the domain of your question. So if you're asking it to do simple math, like count to 10, it's probably not going to activate very much. If you're asking it to write code, you know, write a program that does this, or to write a poem or what have you, it's going to activate a lot more of its attention, which means its internal vector database of nodes and vector values between the nodes. So what that means is that this model is going to have the knowledge of massive models, the capabilities of massive models like OpenAI or ChatGPT or Google Gemini, etc., but it's going to have the speed and the throughput and the low cost of small models. DeepSeek version 4 is rumored to cost 50 times less than the mainstream models like Claude or ChatGPT. And that's if you use it through an API. It will cost 50 times less, slashing the price by a factor of 50. That's a game changer. That's massive. Because, and also the speed will be much, much faster compared to what people have been experiencing through a lot of these AI models. Now, why does this matter? Well, because we have learned in the last, well, especially the last year, we've learned that solving problems with AI can be achieved very often by just looping an iterative process that burns more tokens and forces the engine to revisit its own answers or to think more deeply about the question. Thus, if you're willing to burn more tokens, then you can get much better quality answers out of the engine. And this is actually true across all engines. Recent research, for example, has shown that if you just paste your prompt twice, you know, back to back, you just double your prompt, that improves results dramatically in almost all the engines. That's a one-shot approach, as it's called, but just, I guess you're kind of turning it into a hybrid two-shot approach. I mean, sort of. That improves results, and it burns more tokens. But imagine if you do that through a recursive loop with chain of thought reasoning. Then you start to get amazing cognition coming out of these models. But in order to do that, the models have to be fast and cheap. And until now, that really hasn't been the case. The best models were either maybe slow and cheap, or fast and expensive, or slow and expensive. You know, I mean, it was maybe the worst of everything with certain models. All that's about to change with DeepSeek. It's going to become fast and cheap and good. Now, there's another critical element in all of this, and it comes down to the issue of agentic AI. And you've probably heard of some of these agents, like initially ClaudeBot or OpenClaw or NanoClaw, all these different claw bots. And what are these things? Well, these are open source engines that you run locally on your desktop, and people give them all kinds of access permissions to all of their passwords and everything. And then these engines burn tokens 24/7, trying to figure out what to proactively do for you. They're not waiting for you to instruct them. They're actively looking through your emails and checking your social media posts and, you know, reading your calendar and your documents and everything, if you give them permission to do that, which I think is crazy. But they're actively looking for things to do. And when they find things that they think you want, they will build apps for you. They will create documents. They will sort files on your folders. I mean, they'll do all kinds of tasks. And there are hundreds of different tools that allow them to do things like post on social media or summarize documents, for example, read PDFs, generate images, you name it. This process burns a lot of tokens. Just 24/7 burning tokens. And a lot of users are using this to monitor like crypto trading platforms' prices. And then they're trying to develop, you know, profitable crypto trading strategies. And some people have had a lot of success with that, by the way. There are arbitrage opportunities out there as well that can be taken advantage of in a timely manner using these kinds of bots. The thing is, though, that if the engine that you're using to run this is something expensive like Claude or even OpenAI's engines or Google, then it's going to cost you a fortune. Some people are spending $1,000 a day on these agents, you know? DeepSeek changes that equation drastically. So instead of $1,000 a day, you might spend $20 a day for about the same results. So all of a sudden, this is going to make agentic AI incredibly cost effective, which means that millions of people all over the world are going to start running these agents 24/7 using the new lower cost DeepSeek engines. And that means that every social media platform is going to be flooded with bot traffic, by the way, and all the crypto trading is going to be automated with bots or some significant portion of it. You're going to have bots doing so much work. Now, you could argue, is that work useful? Does it benefit humanity? Well, I mean, that's a different debate right there. But it's going to happen. This is going to sort of botify much of our online civilization. All the digital spaces will be heavily botified. That's coming. Now, while a lot of the initial applications of agentic AI seem trivial, or, you know, people trading crypto, ultimately, this is going to find its way into the middle manager positions of corporations, where a lot of these agentic systems are going to do things like handle logistics decisions. They're going to be the middle manager decision makers, especially as the quality of the decision making continues to improve. Now, it's important to note that DeepSeek version 4, although it hasn't been released yet as I'm recording this, some benchmarks have been leaked, and one of those is called the SWE benchmark, which is a software engineering score, and it's rumored that DeepSeek version 4 scores somewhere around 83 out of 100, which is the highest in the world of, at the moment, certainly any open source engine, and I think it's perhaps neck and neck with Claude Opus 4.6, which is the best coding engine in the world, and that's also the engine that I use for most of my coding projects, and it really is extraordinary. The reason I'm saying that is because if DeepSeek version 4 scores the same or even perhaps a little bit higher than Claude Opus 4.6, then that means, well, how to say this? That means that most human programmers are obsolete, period. The vast majority are obsolete. We will still need people to, you know, to create project ideas and then to test out finished projects. There's still bug fixing involved in AI projects. There's still deployment questions. There's still issues of redundancy and security and so on. But by and large, the core task of just churning out code day after day, that's done. That's over. DeepSeek version 4 makes that obsolete. And the reason I say that is so that you understand why widespread unemployment will follow the release of this model. So on one hand, you're going to be living in the future, but if you're a coder, you might be living unemployed in the future. There's going to be a lot of unemployment or replacement of various workers across many different industries based on this DeepSeek model. Remember, this comes from China also, but it runs locally. So when you run it locally, China can't spy on your prompts at all. It's impossible. It doesn't work that way. Which means that anybody that wants to run, for example, an accounting agent locally to do bookkeeping and accounting for their company, and AI will be increasingly used for that, you don't want to send your accounting information to the cloud somewhere through an API for some other company to process it. You want to do accounting locally. And for many companies, they want to do all the coding locally as well. So they will use this Chinese model run locally to protect their privacy. Makes perfect sense. Now, what this is going to do is going to drive a record demand for GPUs and AI compute hardware. Already, GPUs are in short supply. They're very difficult to acquire. And prices have doubled on many GPUs, such as the GeForce 5090s, which were $2,400 each last year. Now they're almost $5,000. The demand for compute is going to skyrocket so much following the release of DeepSeek version 4 that the current shortages and price hikes in high bandwidth memory, CPUs, GPUs, hard disk storage, and solid state storage drives, all of those things will skyrocket. They will double. That's because everybody is going to immediately, well, maybe not everybody, but lots of people will immediately see the economic benefits of investing in this technology and installing and running DeepSeek, maybe DeepSeek Lite, because it's going to replace so many APIs out there. It's going to replace so many other functions and even software as a service. Because you can write your own apps in your company very easily using this engine. So yeah, we're going to be living essentially in the future in the sense that just about anything that you can think up, if you can describe it to the DeepSeek engine, it can create it for you if it's in the digital space. It could be an app, it could be a document, an image, you know, a process, a logic flow, problem solving, mathematics, physics, chemistry, science, discovery, research, I mean, you name it. It will do all of these things and more. it's a key technology that's going to enable humanity to leap forward. And it's interesting that it's coming from China and not the United States, because the U.S. is no longer producing very many open source AI models, if any. Instead, it's all coming from China. Now, importantly, there's a big war going on between really centralized control over AI or machine cognition versus decentralized control. China is pushing decentralized systems that you can download and run locally. America is pushing centralized systems that spy on you and control you and limit you and censor you. And that's the OpenAI model or the Google Gemini model or the Microsoft model. So this battle will really determine the future of AI. Right now, China is winning the battle, which is good for us because we support decentralized intelligence. And there are also some very advanced systems out there now that can completely uncensor these models. One of them is an open source repo on GitHub called Heretic. There are others called, I think, various renditions of Obliteration, or which is a combination of ablation plus obliteration. So there are those, and what they do is they uncensor the models. They remove all the guardrails on the models. And sometimes that's used by people if they want to do like character models for, you know, adult novels or whatever, or for experimental purposes or what have you. But the point is, even if you're producing content like writing articles about controversial subjects like vaccines, all the mainstream models out there, including Grok and OpenAI, etc., ChatGPT, they are all pro-vaccine. And they will refuse to answer questions if you are critical of vaccines in many cases. So it's the uncensored local models that can be used to generate content that otherwise would be banned. So think about that. It's very important in this day and age when most governments are trying to control the thoughts and the conversations of their own populations. All right, so that's the second technology. There's a third one. And you've probably seen some of the videos of this one, because the third tech is the AI video generation from Seedance. Well, it's from ByteDance, but the engine is called Seedance 2.0. It's already been released in China. It will soon be open to users in America and other countries. And what you've seen so far about Seedance is it's just scratching the surface. It's mostly just parlor trick demonstrations, like, look, oh, Iron Man is fighting the Hulk, or Brad Pitt is fighting Tom Cruise, or whatever. They're just little demonstrations. That's not where this is ultimately going to be really applicable. The thing about Seedance 2.0 is that it decentralizes filmmaking and allows anyone to become a filmmaker if they have good ideas. So no longer do you have to hire a massive film crew, you know, and actors and cameras and lights and all that stuff. You simply prompt what you want, and the Seedance engine generates it for you. At some cost, of course. It's not free. It is very compute intensive. But these costs will tend to go down over time, even perhaps later this year. But why I think this is such a big deal is not about entertainment, but about education. So as you know, I'm an AI developer, and I built the website called brightlearn.ai. And at that site, brightlearn.ai, you can download 35,000 books free of charge that have been generated by the other 9,000 authors. Or you can become an author there. It's free, and you can generate your own books, and you can download those for free. And the books are, of course, researched and written and proofread and packaged by AI agents in minutes, usually. And it's an amazing engine. People are just blown away by the quality of this. Well, you still have to prompt the engine about what you want. And the same thing is true with the video creation engine. You have to tell it what you want. But I'm all about education. That's why I focused on book creation engines and also deep research engines like brightanswers.ai. I'll be using Seedance to generate mini documentaries, or to generate content that is educational. maybe news reporters, maybe, you know, different avatars bringing you different reports. It's not going to be Brad Pitt, because I'm not trying to rip off somebody else's likeness. It's going to be virtual characters, avatars, that bring you real information, information you need to know. So what CDance does is it decentralizes control over video content. This is why Hollywood is having a hissy fit right now, freaking out over the fact that they're going to lose control over the narratives that are infused into movies and TV shows and sitcoms and things like that. They're going to lose control over that. Netflix is going to lose control. Netflix may go bankrupt eventually if they don't pivot and become an AI generation platform. See, this allows independent film creators and educators to generate their own films without needing the budgets of studios. It also allows independent journalists and investigative researchers like myself and perhaps many of you to generate professional news studio-looking content without having to have a professional news studio. I mean, I just built an elaborate studio in the last year and moved into it. You've seen some of my videos. It's a very impressive studio, but it costs a lot. Well, soon you'll be able to do that just sitting at any desk in any room with any background. You film yourself, and then you feed it into CDance, and you tell it to create a whole new environment of a news studio, and it'll render you back into a news studio, you know, with animated screens and everything, and then it looks like you were filmed in a million-dollar studio. That's how good it is. It can do that easily, actually. Easily. So the number of uses for this are just almost unimaginable, and the things that it can do in terms of selective replacement, it can replace characters, it can replace scenes, it can do cartoons, it can do anime, it can do photorealistic, it can do, you know, every style that you can even think of, it can do. And it's entirely prompt-driven, but you can augment it by uploading images or video or sounds. For example, you can upload a speaking soundtrack of a character with a face of the character, and then that character will be consistently rendered throughout the video with virtually no deviation from the character. So now you have character consistency. I'm going to use that to generate AI avatar short films or short newscasts that talk about important subjects and help teach people information that they need to know about health, about nutrition, about finance, and, you know, off-grid living and gardening, whatever. I'm going to build a massive library of video content, and of course I'll make it all available for free. And it will all be free at brightvideos.com. Brightvideos.com right now has mostly my content, my podcasts. That's going to change radically. It won't be long before most of the videos on brightvideos.com are AI avatars or AI-generated mini documentaries. And even if you're not a huge fan of AI, you'll still love these documentaries because I'm the brain behind them. They're going to be on topics that I approve, that I initiate. You know, I'll check the scripts. I'll be the one that gives it the ideas of what to do. So it's still in the spirit of what I believe in: human freedom, nutrition, reversing chronic degenerative disease, living off-grid as much as you can, you know, preserving your wealth. All these topics that really, really matter, they're just going to be presented in many new and different ways. And it won't be long. I'm guessing maybe a year, possibly a year and a half, before you and I will be able to generate full-length feature films using this kind of technology. Full-length feature films. Of course, it takes a lot of planning. You have to know what you want to put on the screen. You need to describe the camera angles, the characters, the dialogue, the story, the scenes, the lighting, you know, the sound effects, the pacing, everything. So it's still going to take a lot of work on your part. If you want to create the movie that you're imagining in your head, you're going to have to, you know, put it into a prompt. And that could be a detailed prompt. It could take 10 pages of prompting to create the movie you want. But you don't have to hire actors or camera people or studio set designers. You don't have to work with SAG. You don't have to pay insurance companies. You don't have to pay for catering, food, blah, blah, blah. It all happens just in minutes or hours, and your film is rendered. And if there's one section you don't like, you just re-render that section. Oh, I don't like these 10 seconds here. Okay, re-render the 10 seconds. Change it. Boom. It's done. That's what filmmaking is going to become, which is positive, actually, because now we're going to compete on ideas. Who's got the best ideas? Who's got the most compelling stories? Which I believe will tend to be human stories, stories of human transformation. All good movies, in my opinion, are about one thing. Really, they're all about one thing. That's the transformation of the primary character. That's it. Everything else is just window dressing. It could be sci-fi, it could be Western, it could be whatever. It's still, the best movies are all about the transformation of the primary character. If you understand that and you can write these scripts, you can create amazing films. So filmmaking will change, news delivery will change, video delivery, education, entertainment, and much more. Even instructional videos for, you know, how do I use this new thing that I bought? Oh, I bought a robot. How do I use the robot? Oh, guess what? There's like 50 videos about how to use the robot, and they're all AI generated at very low cost. So this is going to change everything about videos and film. And the use cases on this are going to be infinite. I really can't wait. I'm really excited about this. And ultimately, although this will take some time, this kind of technology, video generation, will move to the edge, which means eventually there will be more capable open source models that run on hardware that consumers could have access to. Although I'm not ridiculously imagining that such an engine would run on a gaming graphics card with 16 gigs of RAM. No, that's probably never going to be possible because video requires a lot of RAM for generation. But as home computers, desktop computers become way more capable, and Macintosh systems already have a lot more unified memory. You can get 512 gigs of unified memory on a Mac, I think maybe even more in some cases. Those machines will be able to do some very capable video rendering locally within the next couple of years. That's my prediction. That's coming. So what this means is that these three technologies, again, to summarize, the Donut Lab battery tech, or if Donut doesn't work, some other company's battery tech, changes the economics of energy storage and shifting grid energy or solar energy into different time frames. Invention number two, DeepSeek version 4, local decentralized AI technology, machine cognition at 1/50th the cost that it's currently at. And this is going to revolutionize everything from content creation to coding to generating your own apps, automating many office functions from middle manager jobs to customer service jobs, etc. And then number three, Seedance 2.0, the video creation engine that will revolutionize educational videos, news videos, feature films, comedy, TV shows, which won't even be called TV shows, you know, and everything in between. These three technologies are all about on the verge of being released. And as these move throughout the ecosystem, they will make you think you're living in the future. Now, as one final note in all of this, there's one technology that you may have thought I was going to mention here, and I didn't. And that's robotics. That is humanoid robotics in your home or in your business. And that's because, in my assessment, humanoid robotics that can function autonomously are still several years away, because robotics is a much more complex problem than what I think many of the designers originally believed. It's difficult. It's very difficult to have a robot moving safely through your house or walking down the street or cooking in your kitchen with a knife in its hand, you know, chopping celery or whatever, using a blender to make a smoothie. These activities have risks associated with them, and autonomous robots are nowhere near the level where they can do those tasks efficiently and safely. Not yet. In fact, it's going to be years before they come to your home. Initially, the robots will be in factory environments such as or fulfillment centers, e-commerce centers, where they pack boxes. You know, Amazon.com fulfillment centers would be the obvious use case. also light industry, but controlled commercial environments where all the floors are flat and concrete, you know, and there's not dogs running around tripping up the robot and children running around, things like that. Those kind of controlled environments. And then eventually the robots will move into agriculture, which is a semi-controlled commercial environment. And only as a last step will robots move into home environments. Now, I know if you're listening to this, you may say, oh, but there's this one company that says they're going to ship home robots this year by, I think, May or June or something, and you can put a deposit down. Yeah, I'm not convinced. I'm not putting a deposit down because I think that that company is blowing smoke. I don't think their robots are going to work at all. In fact, I think it's going to be the butt of many robot jokes later this year when people upload all kinds of videos of their robots attempting to do simple things and just face planting all over their homes. So no, home robots, unfortunately, still several years away. So you're not going to be living in the future surrounded by robots anytime soon. That's still a few years away. But you will think you're living in the future with the other technologies that I mentioned here, as they are mature and or becoming mature, and they are real, and they are rapidly scaling and being implemented across the economy. So if we one day add robots to all that, then okay, then that'll be a whole different interesting future, but we're not there yet. Okay, so how do you stay up to speed on all of this? If you want to follow my work, of course, I'm tracking all these technologies and other important information, and I'm using AI agents for research. I'm an AI developer, of course. I'm building AI platforms. You can use my research engine at brightanswers.ai. It's amazing. It'll blow you away. It's free to use. I dare you. Try it once. You'll be just amazed. It's a little slow currently, but that's probably going to get solved pretty soon. Secondly, I have our book engine at brightlearn.ai. And then I have all of my videos at brightvideos.com. And then I have our news analysis engine at brightnews.ai. You can use all those engines, and we have a lot more coming. Some real surprises later this year that I think you'll love, as I'm doing a lot of vibe coding. Also, you can read all my articles at naturalnews.com. And yes, every special report that I record here becomes an article. And then every article now has an infographic associated with it that visualizes the things that I'm talking about here. I've just started that. And so if you go to naturalnews.com in the days ahead and you click on my articles, you scroll down to the bottom of the article, you should see an infographic on most articles. Maybe not all of them, but most of them. Not everything can be depicted in an infographic, but I would say maybe 80% of the articles will have that. So check that out at naturalnews.com. And if you want to support our work, you can shop with us for lab-tested foods and superfoods, nutritional supplements, ultra-clean personal care products that we formulate and manufacture and test ourselves in our own mass spec laboratory. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Healthrangerstore.com, I'm the founder of it. I'm the Health Ranger. And I'm all about ultra clean food. So check it out. And thank you for your support. Get ready. We're going to be living in the future together. Like next week. Yeah, it's coming fast.
Beet juice is a refreshing beverage that can help you stay energized. You can easily incorporate beet juice into your daily routine with Groovy Bee Organic Freeze-Dried Beet Juice Powder. Only at healthrangerstore.com.